It's 11 trivia questions on the hit ABC Marvel series Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for my friend Jen Wojnar. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. First half of this week, I recorded at Hangar 24 in Redlands, California. And the rest of the week, I will be here in my backyard with a nice solid white background. So sorry if you liked the busy atmosphere of me being out in public somewhere. But hey, I did take a shower for today's episode if you're watching on YouTube, so you could see my beautiful skin and hair glistening in the shadows of my backyard. It is a big pop culture news week and day. I read a lot of this stuff last week, but I thought I'd share it with you this week. And since we're doing an episode on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., this is some other fun pop culture stuff just for you. Here's some pop culture news I read. The Friends reunion special is very close to happening on HBO Max. If you're a big fan of the show Friends, you can get ready because they're paying them $20 million. That's $2 or $3 million per cast member just to do an hour-long special because HBO Max is getting the rights to air all the old Friends episodes. So it's a pretty big deal if you're a fan of that show from the 90s. And if you are a huge fan of Friends, you should come play Friends Trivia with me. It's four tickets away from being sold out this Saturday, which is February 15th at 7 p.m. in Upland, California. Last Name Brewing, big Friends Trivia night for Valentine's weekend. Should be a ton of fun. Here's another tidbit I saw. Dunkaroos are coming back this summer. Remember those? It was cookies, like a cinnamon graham cookie shaped like a kangaroo and different things. And you would dip them into frosting. It was very tasty. And I used to love eating the frosting. When I was a kid, I used to eat a can of frosting with a spoon. That's how much I like frosting. When I think about that now, I almost gag. But yes, Dunkaroos coming back this summer. Another 90s fun thing. A lot of 90s resurgences this week. Discovery Zone. Remember that? It was a big playland where you could play with your friends for a birthday party with slides and tubes and ball pits and things. Discovery Zone is coming back, but only in Ohio for one location of all places. So if you live in Ohio, you're in luck if you want to relive your childhood of the 90s. And season two of The Mandalorian is back October 2020. Saw that tidbit. I think I mentioned it on this past Monday's Mandalorian episode. So if you're a big fan of that show, coming back in October. And finally, Sam Raimi is directing Doctor Strange's sequel, which is called Into the Crazy Universe of Doctor Strange, something like that. It's a long title, but Sam Raimi is in talks of directing it or may have been chosen. I'm going to add one more tidbit too. Rick Moranis announced today that he has inked the deal to appear in a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot. I think it's in the form of a TV series for Disney Plus, if I'm not mistaken. But Rick Moranis back in acting after about 20 years on hiatus. So that should be a ton of fun. I am all caught up on Curb Your Enthusiasm. If you have not been watching those new episodes of season 10, I think they're on. Maybe 11. I forget what it is. But if you have HBO, go watch Curb. It's as good as ever. I love it. It's not as good as other seasons, but it's still great compared to a lot of comedies that are out these days. So go watch Curb if you have not seen those new episodes. All right, speaking of episodes, we're about to jump into 10 questions for Jen Wojnar, who picked this topic 6 months ago or so. It's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's one of her favorite shows. She's a big fan of Agent Coulson and all his fun gadgets and things. So get ready for this, Jen Wojnar. Before we jump into it, I do want to thank one of my newest patrons for signing up, Clayton Palizzi. Thank you, Clayton, for signing up over on patreon.com/trivia. With Buds, I sincerely appreciate your support and your digging of the show. Okay, here we go. 10 questions for Jen Wojnar on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hey, if you're not Jen, you could play along too. Here we go. And here we are about to dive into 10 questions on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Jen Wojnar. If you have not seen this show, I think all of them are streaming on Netflix if you want to dive in and start binging this great Marvel series. Question number one. In the pilot episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the logo for what MCU entity is seen on the side of a bus? Question number one. In the pilot episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the logo for what MCU entity is seen on the side of a bus? That's question number one. Question number two, Coulson uses a destroyer armor prototype gun on the series one episode. Question number two. Coulson uses a destroyer armor prototype gun on the series on one episode. He also uses the same device to take down what villain in the Avengers movie? Question number two. Question number two, Coulson uses a destroyer armor prototype gun on the series on one episode. He also uses the same device to take down what villain in the Avengers? That's question number two. What villain does he take down with that device in the Avengers? Question number three, a character named Mac, who is a trucker, is an homage to what other Disney film? Question number three, a character named Mac, who is a trucker, is an homage, I should say, to what other Disney film? Number three, Mac, number three. Question number four, Patton Oswalt appears on the show. What Fox Joss Whedon show did Oswalt appear on as a character named Joel Miner? Number four, Patton Oswalt appears on the show. What Fox Joss Whedon show did Oswalt appear on as Joel Miner? Number four. Question number five, season two, episode two is titled Heavy in the What? Question number five, season two, episode two is titled Heavy in the What? Question six for your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. quiz. What spin-off series of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was passed on twice by ABC? What was that going to be called? Number six, what spin-off series of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was passed on twice by ABC? Number six. Question number seven, where does Coulson leave for in the finale of season five? Number seven, where does Coulson leave for in the finale of season five? Question number eight, who directed the first episode of season six called Missing Pieces? Number eight, who directed the first episode of season six of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. called Missing Pieces? Question number nine, actor Gabriel Luna plays what MCU character on season four? Number nine, Gabriel Luna plays what character on season four? And question number 10, on season three, episode two, Grant Ward recruits the son of what MCU villain to try and rebuild Hydra? Number 10, on season three, episode two, Grant Ward recruits the son of what MCU villain to try and rebuild Hydra? Those are all 10 questions for today's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. quiz. Let's see how you did in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. trivia. This was for Jen Wojnar. If you want to be like Jen, sign up over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds for $5 or more every single month, and you get to pick a topic that I am going to record just for you. We had somebody leave a review recently who said, I love the show, but it's missing some LeBron James trivia. So I have some LeBron James trivia coming for my friend Luke, who left an iTunes review very soon. And he doesn't even have to join Patreon. I'm going to do it just for him, just because I like the king as well. Here is the answer list. Number one, in the pilot episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the logo for what MCU entity is seen on the side of a bus? That would be Stark Industries, Tony Stark and Stark Industries, right in the pilot. They're trying to incorporate a lot of stuff from the MCU right away. Number two, Coulson uses a destroyer armor prototype gun on the series on one episode. He also uses that same device to take down what villain in the Avengers? Loki. He uses that gun on Loki. Number three, a character named Mac, who is a trucker, is in homage to what other Disney film? That would be Cars, the Mack truck, I believe, in Cars. Number four, Patton Oswalt appears on the show. What Fox Joss Whedon show did Oswalt appear on as Joel Miner? That was called Dollhouse. Dollhouse on Fox, short-lived, I think one season show from Joss Whedon. Number five, season two, episode two, is titled Heavy in the What? Heavy in the Head. Heavy in the Head, season two, episode two. Number six, what spinoff series of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was passed on twice by ABC? It had a cool title, Marvel's Most Wanted. They did not think that that was going to work twice, so that's crazy. Marvel's Most Wanted. Number 7, where does Coulson leave for in the finale of season 5? He goes to Tahiti. Tahiti, I've never been there, but I'd like to go myself, Coulson. And number 8, who directed the first episode of season 6 called Missing Pieces? That was Coulson himself, Clark Gregg, who is a great actor. Love him. He was awesome on the show New Adventures of Old Christine as Julia Louis-Dreyfus' ex-husband, who is still in her life. And then he also wrote the movie. He wrote a few movies. One of them was What Lies Beneath. So there is a random piece of trivia for you. Agent Coulson, Clark Gregg, wrote What Lies Beneath with What Lies Beneath with Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer. It's a great movie. I saw it in theaters for some reason. Here's number 9. Gabriel Luna plays what MCU character on season 4? That is Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider. And number 10, on season 3, episode 2, Grant Ward recruits the son of what MCU villain to try and rebuild Hydra? Baron Von Strucker. Baron Von Strucker. I think Hulu was going to make a Ghost Rider series with Gabriel Luna starring as kind of a spinoff, and then they canceled the whole project in September of 2019. I think I just read that. But those are all your answers for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I hope you had fun playing along with those. And Jen, I hope you got 10 out of 10 like you usually do when you play these quizzes on topics you're into. All right. If you have a topic you want me to get to, like I mentioned, drop me a line or join the Patreon page for $5 or more, and I will get to that at some point. And I have a question for you. Would you like something like a worksheet of the week? I like to create puzzles, worksheets, little fill-in-the-blank things, little puzzles, all kinds of different stuff. Is that something that you would like to do as a listener? Is there somewhere I can put those maybe on my website for you to download every week? Maybe it is a Patreon level tier. Maybe it's just a free thing that I do. I'm not sure. But I'm thinking every Friday I put a link in the show notes, and there's just a worksheet you could do for fun. Some people like to print that kind of stuff out and get their Friday weekend started with some puzzles. So if that's you, let me know on social media at Ryan Buds that you think that's a cool idea, and I'll figure out some way to do that. I've been doing some live streams lately. Have not done those super frequently, but you can go and check those out on Facebook and Instagram if you want to see the live stream videos and you like to play along with trivia questions that I ask, and you can just comment with your answer in the comments. Sometimes I give away some cool stuff on those. So go check those out. Follow me at Ryan Buds on just about everything. We are up to 62 patrons. Holy cow. I would love to make it to 100 this year. So if you have listened for a while and have a buck to spare, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate a buck or more. Help this thing grow 62 people strong, which is insanity from when I started. When I got my first patron, I was like losing my mind. I was telling my wife, I called her in. I'm like, look at this. Somebody likes the show. And now at least 62 people like it. And trying to get that number higher and higher every day. If you have a buck to spare or you know somebody that does, tell them to check out patreon.com/triviawithbuds. One more thing for today's episode. It's time for the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs. That's fmdesignsinc.com. They are located in San Dimas, California, and they do phenomenal work. That's Funky Monkey Designs. Here's your question of the day. What movie coined the phrase, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer? Send me your answer on Twitter at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the Rolling Stones for the tour name. And your trivia team name of the day is Posh Spiced Latte. Posh Spiced Latte. Be sure to check out my friends Pump Hero. That's pumphero.net. I made the mistake and said .com the last couple days, but check out pumphero.net. If you are a new mom and you're looking for a safe place to pump somewhere in the country, it's an app that gives you all the safest locations nearby. That's pumphero.net. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for subscribing on YouTube, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.